All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another wonderful week of the Round Robin Tournament in your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week, coming to you from Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria, Illinois. We got a couple of things going on here. As you noticed maybe last week when the challengers for the American Tag Team titles came out to the interview desk, Percy Pringle wasn't there. Well, that's because he was in Detroit last week with Harlem Heat defending the IAW International Tag Team titles. But we'll get to that as we get there. But he has turned in his resignation as a manager in the PWA. While yes, Harlem Heat is still there, he is still managing Harlem Heat, but he has signed some kind of goofy contract with the IAW. Which I didn't think we did that, but apparently we do. But as we're talking about managers, we do have an extension of contract as Alexandra York has signed a contract to go through the end of the year here with the PWA to keep her American Tag Team champions going as the Gorgeous Gentleman. All right, so we have a great card for you. We've got Interstate 74 heavyweight title on the line as we are in Peoria with Devin Storm defending the title against Johnny B. Badd. You got Curtis Thompson and Al Perez part two. May that be a little better. We've got the Illinois Tag Team titles on the line as the Stud Stable defends the titles against the Moondogs this week. And then our main event is the eventual rematch from St. Valentine's Day Massacre, as now the Gorgeous Gentlemen have to defend the American Tag Team titles against the team they took it away from them last month. That would be the Acolytes. So it's going to be a great match and a great card this week. But let's go back to what happened this weekend at the house shows. Friday night, March 14th, Moline, Illinois. We had Ken Wayne defeat Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker. We had Mike Davis from the Rock and Roll RPMs defeat Chad Fortune. Special Delivery Jones defeated Jimmy Golden. Steve Kern of the Fabulous Ones defeated Mike Jones. Big Boss Man defeated Razor Ramon. And then in the main event, Living Legend Larry Zbysko, without Percy Pringle now, defeated Iron Mike Sharp, who had Missy Hyatt in his corner. All right, the next night, Saturday, we were in Freeport, where Lieutenant James Earl Wright defeated Tommy Lane of the Rock and Roll RPMs. Moondog Spot defeated Southern Psycho Elliot Russell of the Heatseekers. Johnny B. Badd defeated Dangerous Doug Gilbert. Brian Christopher defeated the Italian Stallion. And in that main event, Superstar Billy Graham defeated one half of the American Tag Team Champions, Gentleman Chris Adams. So that's what's happened this weekend. Let's get into the card tonight. And in Peoria tonight, we have, starting off, the Interstate 74 heavyweight title on the line, Devin Storm defending against Johnny B. Badd. The Interstate 74 division has been heating up on the house show loop, especially because we have several of them on I-74. Many things have been going on. So Devin Storm comes out to the interview desk. He speaks with Mark Laurent about the great competition there is for his Interstate 74 title. He has only one complaint. Johnny B. Badd. Badd shouldn't be able to get a title shot because he lost in the first round of the one-night tournament a month ago. Devin says he should be facing Brooklyn Brawler in a rematch of the tournament final. However, Badd has gotten his way into a contract for a title shot. Devin plans to keep the title for a long time. He says that he survived the constant attacks of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International last year. He can hold off everyone in the Interstate 74 division. Badd comes down to the ring, not even bothering with responding to any of Devin's statements. The two battle it out for nearly 10 minutes before the champion takes a shortcut by grabbing the front of Badd's trunks and tossing him into the turnbuckle. Badd's head snaps back off the top turnbuckle pad, and Devin gets the pin with a handful of tights in a time of 9 minutes, 43 seconds. Your winner and still Interstate 74 champion, Devin Storm. Right, Curtis Thompson and Al Perez take two. Perez has control of the entire match, getting the submission win with the spinning toe hold in a time of 5 minutes, 23 seconds. After the match, Missy climbs into the ring to congratulate Perez on his victory. Thompson gets to his feet and steps forward towards Missy to speak with her, but Perez nails him with a forearm smash from behind. Perez tosses Thompson out of the ring before he and Missy leave. Curtis Thompson still trying to figure out what's going on with Missy Hyatt. He really thought he was going to get that spot in Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, but apparently not, as far as Al Perez is concerned. All right, next match has Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion facing off against the Nightmares. And I misspoke last week. I had put Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion in Sunshine Stable. They're actually in Michelle McCool's stable. And this week, you have both tag teams from that stable facing each other. Michelle leads both teams to the interview desk. Lance points out to Graham and Stallion that they are the only team in the tournament who has not won a match yet. Lance asks if that's a problem. Michelle tries to answer the question, but Graham rips the microphone out of Lance's hand. Graham declares there isn't a problem. The kinks were being worked out from both of them being primarily singles wrestlers between him and Italian Stallion. It's only a matter of time before the PWA sees Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion winning their matches on a regular basis. The Nightmares take a moment to talk about all the talk of issues between the two teams in Michelle's stable. Danny reminds everyone that the tournament is set up for every tag team to face every other tag team. That includes some interesting matches like their match tonight against Billy Graham and Italian Stallion. What will truly be something worth considering is the cracks in Hot Stuff and Hyatt International when the Gilbert brothers have to face the Heat Seekers. Danny predicts that that will be more interest for the conspiracy theorist than the match that's about to happen. This match is going to be two teams, friends, who have a contract to wrestle each other. It's going to be no big deal for either team, win, lose, or draw. Both teams make their way down to the ring while Michelle heads back to the dressing room. The fans enjoy the match with the momentum going back and forth. Graham picks up the submission win on Ken Wayne with the bear hug in a time of 9 minutes, 38 seconds. After Graham releases Wayne, Wayne sticks out his hand to congratulate the winners. Graham hesitates for a moment before Stallion convinces him to shake Wayne's hand. Maybe a little crack in the group? Or is Superstar Billy Graham simply wanting the tournament to be over so he can go after the American heavyweight title? He's not worried about the tag team titles. He wants the big belt. Again, questions to be answered later. Next match has the State Patrol facing off against the Rock and Roll RPMs. And they have a decent match. It doesn't hold up to the bar set in the previous match, but the fans don't seem to like either team. So, you know, it's not a big deal when Tommy Lane gets the pin on Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker after a swinging neckbreaker in a time of 10 minutes, 16 seconds. They're just glad they get to move on to the next match. But before then, we get an update on the IAW title scene. As last Wednesday in Detroit, both international titles were defended against some of the top contenders in Motor City Wrestling. In the first main event of the evening, International Tag Team Champions Harlem Heat defended their titles against the MCW Tag Team Champions, the Steiner Brothers. It was a great match between the two powerhouse teams. Booker T gets the pin on Rick at 36 minutes, 27 seconds to retain the titles. Your International Tag Team Champions are still Harlem Heat. In the second main event, International Heavyweight Champion Owen Hart defended his title against Michigan Heavyweight Champion EC3. EC3 gives Owen a great match, but Owen gets a submission victory with the sharpshooter in a time of 43 minutes, 22 seconds. So Owen Hart is still your International Heavyweight Champion. Next month, though, next month, the international titles will be defended in the PWA at the United Center on April 25th. So we are all geared up for that. But to get us to where we figure out who might be facing Harlem Heat for the tag team titles or Owen Hart for the heavyweight title, we need to get back to the card and the rest of the round robin tournament this week. We have the Heat Seekers facing off against living legend Larry Zbysko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi. The Heat Seekers try to take advantage of Marconi early in the match. While goading Zbysko to climb into the ring, they double-team Marconi in their corner. Zbysko gets a bit overheated with Sigmund's taunting and Tommy Young's desperate attempts to keep him in his corner. Fed up with everything going on, Zbysko finally grabs a chair and slides into the ring and nails both members of the Heat Seekers with it. Tommy Young calls for the bell for the DQ in a time of 10 minutes, 17 seconds. Your winners are the Heat Seekers, but they're the ones laid out flat in the ring. Illinois Tag Team titles are on the line next as the Stud Stable are forced to defend their titles against the Moondogs. The match doesn't last too long as Jerry Calhoun just gives up on the constant interference. He disqualifies both teams for not listening to him. After a few minutes of brawling, much of the locker room empties out into the ring to separate the two teams. The match ends in a double disqualification in a time of 2 minutes, 39 seconds. The Stud Stable are still your Illinois Tag Team champions, but Paul Jones and the Moondogs look to be extremely upset with Calhoun. The next match has the Fabulous Ones getting their shot at the Gilbert Brothers. The two teams have a great match with each other. Neither team really tries to put the other away. It seems like they thought it was a 30-minute time limit for the match instead of 15. When the time limit expires and the bell rings, all four men look around with dumbfounded expressions. Both teams leave the ring when I won't let Eddie extend the time limit. So you get the Fabulous Ones and the Gilberts fighting to a time limit draw. Now we get to the main event. The eventual rematch from St. Valentine's Day Massacre has finally arrived. The American Tag Team titles are on the line. This time it is the Gorgeous Gentlemen defending the titles against the former champions, the Acolytes. Alexandra announces the computer's projection of a successful title defense for the Gorgeous Gentlemen in 43 minutes. Sunshine tells Alexandra where she can shove her computer. The two ladies start to get into it with each other, but their tag teams separate them. The ladies try to create more issues with each other, but Tommy Young ejects both of them from the ringside area. Both women looked shocked that she has been ejected, but Young points both of them back to the dressing room. Meanwhile, in the ring, both teams have a great match. Again, it is a contrast in styles between the powerhouse Acolytes and the technicality of the Gorgeous Gentlemen. After a great match, Garvin gets the pin on Farouk after the Brainbuster to retain the titles in a time of 43 minutes, 10 seconds. So Alexander's computer seems to be working okay this week. No glitches in there this time. All right, so let's take a look at the leaderboard as we finish up this card this week. At the top of the leaderboard with 3 wins and 1 loss, you have the Gorgeous Gentlemen, the American Tag Team Champions, and the Heat Seekers. Right behind them, with a record of 2 wins, 1 loss, and 1 draw, you have the Fabulous Ones, the Stud Stable, and the Moondogs. Right behind them, at a record of 2-2, are the Acolytes, the Rock and Roll RPMs, and living legend Larry Zbysko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi. Right behind them, with a record of 1 win, 2 losses, and a draw, are the Gilbert Brothers. Which leaves us with 3 tag teams with 1 win and 3 losses in the tournament. That is Superstar Billy Graham and the Italian Stallion, the Nightmares, and the State Patrol. So now everyone has lost in the tournament. Everyone has won in the tournament. It's wonderful how that happens. And it's not necessarily a complete runaway event like we have had in years past. But there's still that opportunity. You've got two tag teams that are at 3-1. They could just keep winning. You'll have to find out as you continue tuning in for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This is Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here, and I will see you next week.